It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. And this week we look at some of the best of New Hampshire food, as determined by the editors and readers of New Hampshire Magazine. The magazine's editor, Rick Broussard, joins me now with some of the winners. Hi, Rick.
Hi, pretty great to be here.
Some of the categories here are what you'd expect in a best of food piece: best pizza, best burger, best ice cream. And then there are categories like best pettifors and best Italian food with Celtic music. Those winners, by the way, are Harvey's Bakery in Dover and Del Rossi's Trattoria in Dublin, if you're wondering. How do some of these categories come together?
Well, it is kind of reverse engineered from time to time because the reader poll is based on reader votes. We get almost 20,000 every year, so it's a pretty substantial group of people voting. But as all things that broad, you get popular choices. And so we feel like it's our duty as the editors of the magazine to round that list off, to hit the population zones that are less intense, also just to find the unusual specialties that maybe our readers have never tried. So we have a group of experts who advise us, and I have a food editor who spends virtually 300 days a year out looking at restaurants and enjoying them. And we base our picks on those. And sometimes we convolute the titles a little bit just to squeeze something in that we know is worthy of our readers' attention.
Well, an example of that might be there's a category that caught my eye, Best Crazy Burgers, won by Papa Joe's Humble Kitchen in Milford. And if you just had a best burger category, you might miss out on the crazy burger.
You might indeed. And I tell you, will the burger ever die? I think that we will be eating hamburgers in the year 2525, no matter what Zager and Evans say. They're going to be on buns, they're going to have wacky names, and they're going to have interesting condiments.
The winner in Best Locally Sourced Menu was Republic in Manchester. And of course, that's what they're known for. But are you and the other editors seeing more competition in that category as time goes on, more locally sourced options for people eating out?
Yeah, it's a mark to your credit wherever you are in the state to be using what's around you. It's an idea whose time has come, to use the cliche. It doesn't matter if you're a small cafe up in the North Country. It pays off to pay attention to who's nearby. You make those connections with the people around you, and it strengthens your base and makes you better. You're better at what you do, and also it just creates a natural invitation to others to come and try what you're doing.
At the Best of New Hampshire party, which is tonight, you're going to have dozens of winning restaurants, brewers on hand. Are there any you're really excited to try?
It's one of the secrets of this thing. When I am working the event, I almost never get to eat. I graze, and so I invariably go at the end, oh, I never got around to that. And there are dozens of places that I look forward to trying every year that I do not. It's the problem with, you know, working the event.
Well, Rick Broussard, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having us, Brady. It's a great event, by the way. Come on out yourself.
Well, I too am going to be working, so I'm going to have to settle for checking out the list of restaurants and brewers who are participating at the event tonight. You can find that at our Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.